This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, March 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water deliveries could surpass 75%. Bill targets investor water grabs and food inflation forecast eased. Newsom bumps water deliveries to 75%, but could go further. Governor Newsom more than doubled allocations for the state water project on Friday, lifted several drought provisions, but the administration may nudge that number up yet again next month. The Department of Water Resources will perform its final snow survey for the water year today. That could trigger another adjustment to the allocations. The number could continue to change through June. The Kern County Water Agency appreciated the allocation, but was disappointed that it wasn't more. Now, keep in mind, in 2017, the state finished the water year with an 85% allocation. It has been nearly two decades since it set a 100% allocation, and federal endangered species protections make it, quote, extremely unlikely to happen again, that according to the Kern agency. History repeats. As with 2017, many in the Central Valley are lamenting that the state could be storing much more flood water if it had invested in the infrastructure. In response to Newsom's announcement, Republican Representative David Valadao blasted environmentalists and Sacramento bureaucrats for preventing such projects from getting off the ground. He said the state's water problems are far from over. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Lawmaker targets investors buying up water rights. Assemblymember Becca Bauer-Kahan of Arenda has filed a measure aimed at halting water grabs by hedge fund investors and venture capitalists. She has amended a spot bill to sketch out an early concept for the proposal. If an investment fund sells, transfers, or leases a water right on an ag land, it would no longer be considered a reasonable or beneficial use, that according to the bill. That would essentially nullify their claim to the water right. It is unclear how the state would determine when such investors own the land. Remember, last year, two senators requested the U.S. Attorney General investigate potential water profiteering during the drought. They worried hedge funds were buying up land for the water rights through anti-competitive practices. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Biden asked to intervene in West Coast port labor negotiations. Over 100 agriculture and business groups are urging the White House to intervene in the ongoing West Coast port labor negotiations between dock workers and port facility owners. It has been over 8 months since the members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union began working without a labor contract, and more than 10 months since negotiations started with the Pacific Maritime Association. It is imperative that the administration work with the parties to quickly reach a new agreement and ensure there is no disruption to port operations and cargo fluidity, the groups wrote in the letter. Significant cargo flows have shifted away from the West Coast ports because of the uncertainty related to the labor negotiations. The groups also asked the administration to appoint a new administration point person because of the recent departure of former Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh. Vilsack camping out on the Hill this week. Lawmakers are holding a flurry of hearings this week, that ahead of the two-week Easter recess. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will be at three of those. Vilsack testifies before the House Ag Committee tomorrow, then appears before the Senate and the House Appropriations Subcommittees on Wednesday and then Thursday. FDA also to face scrutiny this week, first with a House Oversight Committee hearing on the infant formula crisis, that coming on Thursday. Then FDA Commissioner Robert Califf will face the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee on Wednesday. We'll be watching to see how the appropriators say about Califf's plan to reform the agency's oversight of human food. Last year, Califf told the subcommittee FDA lacked consistent leadership and the right resources. Critics say his reorganization plan doesn't go far enough. For more on this week's D.C. agenda, read our Washington Week ahead. USDA eases food inflation forecast. U.S. Department of Agriculture economists have lowered their forecast for food inflation this year. Supermarket prices are still expected to be 7.8% higher in 2023, but that's down from the February forecast of 8.6%. The new forecast includes lower inflation estimates for dairy products, cereal and bakery products, eggs, fats and oils, and fruits and vegetables. FCC adding 1.04 million serviceable locations to broadband maps. The Federal Communications Commission's broadband map has seen a net increase of 1.04 million locations that where fixed broadband could be installed due to the challenges submitted to the agency's previous map draft, that according to FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel. The agency has added a total of 2.94 million serviceable locations and removed 1.92 million non-serviceable locations to the old maps after finding flaws in the location data that internet providers submitted to the agency. Rosenworcel said the agency is, quote, on track to release its new maps later this spring. Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies down 22%. Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies fell nearly 39% from 2021 to 169 last year, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation in an analysis. The number was the lowest since Chapter 12 became permanent in the law in 2005, came 3 years after the third highest number of filings, 595 in 2019. The biggest decrease in the Midwest, which had 47 filings, down from 144 in 2021. In four of the eight regions, however, there were increases. The West, with California and Nevada, had 11 filings in 22, up from 9 in 21. The Northwest, including Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Oregon, and Washington, saw 11 filings in 22, up from 10 in 2021. Well, here's today's She Said It. We'll certainly see increased water costs, stress on ecosystems and habitats, and fewer people coming to our state for all the reasons that make it a desirable place to visit. That's Senator Anna Caballero of Merced in an op-ed in the San Joaquin Valley Sun, urging for the state to set water supply targets through her bill. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, March 27th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.